The Hunter Transfer Research Foundation's Glow Walk is back for 2025. It's a fun 2 kilometre walk for all ages, and it's on this Saturday at Nobby's Beach. And with me to talk about it is Jess McCourt. Good morning.
Hi, no worries. Thanks.
That's all right. Great to have you. Firstly, can you tell us a bit about the walk? What's it in aid of?
So basically, it's just a 2 kilometre walk just along Nobby's Beach, and it's to raise funds for the Transplant Research Foundation.
Okay. Now, you were a kidney transplant participant. Can you tell us a bit about your story?
So I'm actually a kidney transplant recipient. So I had a kidney transplant 7 years ago. And yeah, like since then, like my quality of life has improved so much.
Like how bad was it at the time when you needed the kidney transplant?
So I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease when I was 23. I found out that I had about 20% kidney function, and yeah, as a 23-year-old, it was pretty rough. Mm. And yeah, I was transplanted at 26.
Wow! And so and now your quality of life's just—it's just like you know, you're a new person.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, currently, the average kidney transplant in Australia lasts about 12 to 20 years, and it's through research like this that we want our transplants to last longer, and that can only happen through the research that's being done by Katie and the team at the Hunter Transplant Research Foundation.
So do you think that, so you'll need another transplant like at some point?
More than likely, yes. I mean, some transplants do last a lot longer. I know someone that's personally had a kidney transplant for over 50 years, which is pretty incredible.
That's fantastic. Wow. So how do you think funds raised from the Glow Walk will make a difference locally?
I think it will make a difference locally because, like, from my perspective, transplantation is just like, I guess it's kind of like this collaboration of physicians and scientists coming together. And it's like this modern medical innovation, and it's not really talked about like as much. So there's not really much awareness about it. And I guess, like, people like myself, we go on and we become scientists and lawyers and nurses and all these things. And that's because of the research that's being done at the Hunter Transplant Research Foundation, which is making our transplants last longer and just improving our quality of life.
Well, you're encouraging participants to dress up in bright colours and sequins. What does that symbolise?
So it's called the Glow Walk because I guess it's sort of representing how people say that after you've had a transplant, you just have this like glow about you. And it is, it's very true that you have like all this energy and you want to do things and yeah, just like live life to the fullest. And yeah, so we ask people to dress up in their bright colours, come down, have a nice walk in the sun and just enjoy life.
Well, the Glow Walk is being held this Saturday from 1 till 4 p.m. at Nobby's Beach. It's for all ages. And if anyone would like to sign up or donate, where should they go?
So for more information, you can head to the website at htrf.com.au where you can register for the event. Donations are able to be made on the website as well.
Fantastic. Well, Jess McCourt, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the Glow Walk fundraiser.
No worries. Thanks for having me and have a good one.
Thank you. If you'd like more information on Glow Walk this Saturday, head to our community events calendar at 2nurfm.com.au.